And we are back from recess with the Taney County Commission. When we left, we were looking at software and had received bids from two companies, DevNet and VillageGIS, for systems that relate to the county assessor, the county collector, and the county clerk's office. For the record, let it be noted that we tried to reach Commissioner Straffes this morning, and we have just tried again for the 10 o'clock bell. Commissioner Straffes is representing the commission this morning in Jefferson City and should be on his drive back. He must be in a location where we can't reach him. So we will move forward. And Linda, you have reviewed the bids as presented. Could you enlighten us?
Yes, sir. I passed out evaluation sheets, as I had mentioned before, to the collector, the assessor, and the clerk. And I asked them to rank the importance of the different criteria that I had listed in the bid. Then I input that into a program that I have that produces this report. It also has listed a spreadsheet for you gentlemen on page 2. And again, this is from the importance of criteria from each department that will be utilizing the software. Page 3, it gives the overall importance from all three as we average those together to come up with what we input. And on the last page, it gives us the conclusion. After careful evaluation of each option, VillageGIS appears to be the best option. There was one place you'll notice that DevNet failed on our survey, and that was third-party software components not required. DevNet relies on third-party sketching software and does not currently offer integrated GIS solution. So that's why they have failed on that one.
And that is, in fact, offered through VillageGIS?
Yes, sir.
And for my edification, and I hate to be redundant, but this also includes the railroad and utility tax book extensions? Yes? I'm tickled to hear that. Not for your sake so much, Donna, but for the fact that I did those by hand for 20 years. It's just that's a great feature. Let me congratulate you all on this breakdown of the bids. This is as in-depth as I think I've ever seen on any bid. And because of the fact that we have been through this already twice, Commissioner Strahan, I am ready to make a decision, if you are, regarding this matter.
Make a motion to move that we accept the Village GIS bid, and that we that is also known as
Intranscore.
So that's my motion.
And I'll second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded to accept the bid of VillageGIS. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank all of you for your patience in this matter and the fact that we have had to wade our way through some legal interpretations on how we best had go about this procedure. And now that we have done that, I feel much better about it. I believe that our next order of business is agenda review.
That's correct.
Nikki? I'm sorry, excuse me? We have that in the packet, Donna.
The auditor's office has requested a little bit of your time to discuss the 457 nationwide plan. It's the deferred comp plan. There is some new 2011 legislation for that plan. Lots of documents to review.
Is that
needs
for
to be signed.
Monday's agenda?
How much time was the auditor requesting to discuss this?
They said 15 minutes. It may not take 15 minutes. Mm-hmm.
And you
but
were...
this document needs to be back into Nationwide before the 31st of May.
I suggest that we put this on Monday's agenda. Is that what you had in mind?
That's what I was...
And I'm looking. I think it's just a continuation with some changes of an agreement that was currently in place. And I know that there has been some federal law changes, which will... Here comes Rick, which will affect any plan that we have, quite frankly. But this is... we'll set it up for Monday then. Is that all right with you, Ray?
Yes. You only need to read through one of those, Ron. I can send you the email, but it's easier to see.
If you would do that, I would, and I'd be prepared then for Monday. But we're going to go ahead and schedule a time and then have you make a presentation regarding it.
I can.
Or we can do it.
Whatever.
Solo.
It
it's up to you.
157 plan.
Right.
Is it... administrative type situation that we go through because it's a
Nationwide requires, they're making a change on their plan, they require your signature on there to make that change. Back in 2016, Ron's familiar with Nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do the legal lease of all the plans, it becomes really.
We just didn't sign it.
What I should say is if there's additional expense to the county, which there's none, it's an administrative act that we can put set up for Monday. After our Monday morning meeting, Ron, that's where I would place it on the agenda.
I would like to get your email on the specific changes. Or you said there was one section that I needed to read.
What she has is that they sent four different documents in the email. And to read through the documents, one of them is the old plan.
Yeah, because I'm not sure.
Or the new plan, one of them is just a cover letter that you signed. So I mean, that's a little bit simple.
We can do this in a heartbeat on Monday. So.
So
thank
five,
you, sir.
5 minutes instead of 15. Easy five.
Let's put it on after a regular meeting, though.
Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
It's an administrative function.
Yeah.
If they're going to be something required
to do 10:05 or whatever.
There's several things on Monday morning, so I'll just squeeze this in somewhere.
Well, we're having agenda review, so while as we're working our way through this, why don't you bring that up? And if we want to have a presentation and add that, we'll do that this morning. We're planning for next week. Quite frankly, when we get to that and you discuss what it is, I'm all for it. So, would you like to address that now, and then Nikki can put it down as an agenda request item?
I would like to be at your guys' pleasure.
I would like for you to do that personally.
TIF calculations. And you guys can look at it as a commission member. I've talked to all of you about it, I'm sure.
How much time?
Probably 10 minutes. I don't know. You guys may decide to move more, but
10 to 15.
I'll bring in the documentation I have.
The discussion is going to center around what amount of dollars collected the TIF should be levied against, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, Rick. We will do that on Monday. Okay, Nikki, go ahead.
Linda has requested to come before you for the Village EIS contract.
Again?
It was never signed.
Well, we just approved it. Is that not an administrative function that she can bring now that we've approved it and I can just sign it?
You approved the... You awarded the bid, but not the contract. And we've gotten into... I think we have gotten into this before where we didn't have a contract but needed one.
What we just did was accept the bid, and within that bid, surely there is a contract that's going to be brought forth, and we're going to sign it. Now, formally, we have to do that on Monday. That's fine.
Okay.
Is that all right with you, Dan?
Yeah.
We have some BOE add-ons that were overlooked from last week, too. How would you like to handle that?
I'd like to handle them at the next BOE session, which begins probably June 1st. We're not going to do BOE every week.
Christine has done, they were stapled to the back. One part of the motion would take it to zero, and then we would have to add them back on.
It was stapled to the back of what we were looking at, and did not we approve the stack that we had? Would they not be included?
But it wasn't on the agenda.
It wasn't listed specifically as a parcel.
Established BOE board, so I'm
going to wait on this one until June, or
will it make any difference if we take all these up at the next session of BOE, which I'm anticipating will be the 1st of June? And if not, then we'll look at it, Donna, okay?
We have the Castle Rock CID public hearing.
But my understanding of reading that, it has to be done within 45 days of...
when it was presented? Or when it was turned in?
When it was turned in. I'm not ready. I haven't reviewed it all. We've had several issues that have taken place this week as far as flooding and emergency situations. So I don't want to put that on the agenda for next week.
We're looking at like May 16th. To do the public hearing?
No, and I won't be here, and there may or may not be a commission that day.
Okay.
We're going to make that decision. I would suggest, is the 30th also a holiday, by the way?
Yes. Donna's going to come back in here and put this aside and wait.
Well, I'd like to ask her a number of questions about it. I have the multi-page document here in front of me, but... because I need to know exactly what's going to be contained within that public hearing. Is the public hearing to determine whether or not there's going to be a district? Is the public hearing set so that we can set up a time to formally discuss the public hearing? I'm not exactly sure, so let's do wait on her. Let's move on.
Okay. John Suti has some questions regarding payroll for one of his current employees.
Is that something he could call one of us and get the answer to rather than have it on the agenda?
He wanted a motion so that there was a paper trail.
He wanted a motion.
Mm-hmm. We won't do that in our Monday meeting about a payroll issue.
The position was already being paid at a specific rate, right? And there's a new person in the position. I would say continue it the same way it was. I'm sorry, what did she say?
Oh, I didn't mean that.
It's okay, I'm sorry.
Did you want me to order you guys some biscuits and
gravy? Oh.
For the donation deal.
Sheila, where's that at?
Pardon?
What is that? I'm lost.
Oh,
no. Don, you continue it. It's already approved for the position. The position was vacated and refilled. It hasn't changed.
Comes from the auditor's office, doesn't it?
The actual wage needs to be initiated with the department.
and then come to you and then come to us? Is that the way it's?
It was at the time. It was a lateral move. There was no change in salary whatsoever from what the individual was making.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait until June for BLE.
Is that all right?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay.
I believe they had some questions for you regarding the CID, Castle Rock.
Just a couple of technical questions, Donna. The public hearing, and I've not sat through a CID before, so I have a number of questions, but the simple ones are, the public, what is to take place at the public hearing that we have up until 45 days, correct, to have the hearing?
Right. Okay. 45 days from the date, which was April the 22nd.
Okay.
And during that time period, we also have to know it enough time to have it publicized 2 weeks prior,
okay,
to the public hearing, and then the following week prior. We also have to send a certified letter to the property owners. I think there's maybe 6, 7, 8, something like that. They all have to receive a certified letter announcing the date of the public hearing so that they can come in and speak either for or against being put into a SID. Of course.
And who has the ability to speak? Just the people that live within the area itself or anyone?
I don't know that answer.
Okay, that's right.
I would think since it's a public hearing, it would be anyone.
All right. Is this...
It gives that political subdivision the ability to tax themselves. There are maximums listed in the statute.
When you say tax themselves, how would they do that? Is it a levy assessment against property?
They would notify the collector's office of an amount. In fact, we currently have a CID. They notify the collector of the amount that they want collected on each property. The collector then issues a tax bill with that increase. It's above a levy. And then they pay it into the collector's office, and she distributes it.
Distributes it back to?
The SID.
To the SID.
Uh-huh.
And then they utilize it for improvements, for example, or?
Right. It's they have a list. It's in the SID itself,
okay,
that I gave you.
Yeah, well, I have not yet had an opportunity
That's
to read
right.
through this, but I will.
Yeah, it gives you a list of the things that they'll use it for.
I have, and we will, we're required to, I understand, have a public hearing. And because the petition's been presented, so obviously we will do that in compliance with the law. Let me ask a question, and I know this is probably a question that should be asked at that meeting, public hearing that we have, but I'm just curious. If a SID is formed, and individuals who are that currently live there, or the administrative body, governing body that they set up, because it becomes a political subdivision, I understand, establishes a tax, and then let's say 1,000 people move in, they have spoke for that 1,000 people. Is that right? I mean, everybody that moves in and would pay that tax.
That's right.
Hmm. And we have run into those situations in BOE when they didn't even understand that they, when they bought the property, that it was in a SID. So there's some very, and we can talk about this Monday when it is on the air if you want to appropriate, or we can wait till the public hearing. But one
if
thing.
If you have
that,
questions, I think we need to get them resolved through any attorneys.
Well,
and I certainly wouldn't want to make a decision on the day of the public hearing as to whether you want to form the SID. I would think that you would want to form a list of questions that you could ask an attorney who could better interpret the law. I'm not a SID attorney. I've read the statutes and understand the basics, but
yeah,
you know what the law is like.
I appreciate that. Well, let's look at our dates, our calendars. What's the furthest out? If we're at the 22nd?
I believe Nikki gave us a tentative date. Do you have that?
No. What I want to know is how late can we go before we can do this? And if we're looking at the 22nd, and then you're looking at
45
the
days.
22nd of May, then it would be 15 days on top of that, basically, right? So really, we're looking at anywhere up to June 6, if I've counted right. How about the last week of May?
See how the schedule runs, and that would be great. We don't have to announce it until we get ready to set it, do we?
Actually, we need to set it so that she can run a legal notice with 2 weeks advance notice of that meeting. So, for example, if we did it 2 weeks from the first time she would really notice up, it would be next Wednesday's paper.
Right.
So then it would be 2 weeks from next Wednesday, which would be a minimum of, already we're looking at the 18th. So
last
like the following week or the last week of May would be the soonest we could do it.
That would be all right.
What's Rick asked whether or not it was my responsibility to do the letter. It is my responsibility to send out the letter and put it in the newspaper. It is the responsibility of the forming SID to pay for
any such notice?
Articles, yeah.
Ron, let me ask you this, though.
Yes, sir.
The last week in May, does that get into holiday weekend?
May 30th falls on a Monday. That is a holiday. And then May 31st is a Tuesday, and I'm assuming that's when the commission would probably schedule. That we haven't made that determination yet, but, I mean, we could go as late as the following week, but I don't think we need to wait until the very end of this time period.
In case there's some complication or something.
Well, it's just we're just required to have the public hearing that we can then set up for the county commission to hear it. Tell me if I'm wrong, Donna, sometime after that.
I'm not sure about that, Ron. I just know we have a requirement for the public hearing that we have to meet. I don't think that you have to make a decision that day, in my understanding of the reading, you know.
Is May 31st all right with you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
May 31st gives you just an extra week of cushion, if you will, before when your 2 weeks' notice would be, when you could get it in the paper.
That'd be great.
That'll give, obviously, the public time to absorb that if the public is welcome to speak on it. And I apologize for having not read this yet. We have been, as you know, inundated the last few days. So let's schedule that and let's pick a time. And how much time do you think? Would an hour?
I think an hour. That way, if there's a debate back and forth, I would suggest that you might want to have an attorney review the SID,
okay. So
that if the public has any questions and or the commission has any questions, you can publicly have that discussion about the SID. Because if there is anybody concerned, then you would definitely need somebody who's more aware of the law than I am to answer those questions.
Would 2 o'clock Tuesday the 31st work for everyone? That way we can take care of hopefully all of our county business during the day and then have the public hearing.
Can we make that tentative? And are you coming back into, I need to call Pat Keck and make sure that we can get that scheduled with her, either with her or
if in fact she's the counsel that we have.
Yeah, that's the up in the air question.
We will have a discussion with counsel to see whether or not we have questions. I'd like to go through this with you, as well as a couple of other things that we need to schedule. But sure, that's fine. Why don't we tentatively set that time for 2 o'clock, May 31st, and schedule it for an hour? Is that okay, Commissioner?
Fine. Yeah.
Okay.
At what time?
2.
2 o'clock. Yeah. And then we'll go ahead and send out our certified letters and everything as it gets a little closer and prepare the publication. If something changes, then we'll have a few days to change either way.
Well, and then let us know so that we can
definitely
formally schedule it for that time. Actually, if we could, the sooner that we could find out that we could book her, if you will, or whomever, then
I'm waiting on an email back from her assistant to schedule some time for her to come down here. I can ask her.
Do you have an extra copy of what you furnished the commission?
I can get you another copy. Yeah.
Well, I was thinking maybe we could forward that to her.
She has a copy.
Oh, okay.
I've already given her a copy of the SID. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Great.
That's fine.
Great.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
Before you leave, could I bring up another issue? I don't know if it is on your agenda review request or not, but we need to have one. And that is so that we can have a roundtable discussion regarding redistricting of county commission districts.
That was my next one.
I'm sorry, it's your next one? Well,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I would like us to sit down, and as I said, roundtable discussion, bring in the maps that you have of where we're at currently, all the input that Patsy helped you with that you were sharing with me yesterday about where populations are within precincts, et cetera, and thoughts on different options or recommendations. And then I think we need to schedule enough time to have a good discussion, and that's probably going to be an hour.
Patsy's put together a really good map showing all the precinct splits in the county, also showing the population right below the split. And I put together a suggestion. Mr. Strophus has asked me to put together a suggestion. If either of you would like me to put something together so we can have something else to look at, I'd be happy to do that if you'd come to my office and talk to me.
Well, that's what I'm hoping the roundtable discussion is going to evolve into. But currently Jim has an idea. He's asked you to show that on paper. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
You have had a separate idea or two?
Yes.
Or option? Okay. And hopefully that day we can, or sooner. I would suggest that we go by and take a look at those maps. And how far out do you want to schedule that, Dan? Again, I'm not going to be here on the 16th.
I don't care, next week if you want to.
I can't do it next week. I'm sorry.
Are you going? You cannot do it next week, like next Thursday?
I'm not going to have time to go by and sit down and go through those maps ahead of time. It's impossible, and that's my apologies. My son's getting married, so I'm tied up with that.
The following week?
Yes.
No, we will have that Monday off.
Yes. Monday the 9th is Truman's. Mm-hmm. We have a number of bids that are coming in on the 10th, right? Correct. Newspaper services, tax sale, et cetera.
I'm gone May 11th. 12th and 13th, I think. I have a meeting. And
we also have CCAM on the 11th. Dan, how about the 10th?
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, we can do it on the 10th.
To have a roundtable discussion. Can we do that afternoon also, around the 2 o'clock hour if possible?
I'll mark that down.
It just gives us a chance to get other stuff.
For an hour?
Oh, I think so.
I would think so, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Ron, on those 2 o'clock schedules, if we can do those at 1 o'clock where people can come to Forsyth or whatever from other areas, have lunch, and then go right straight into a meeting on something like that, I think it works out better than a 2 o'clock.
And that's certainly all right with me. My thinking was that if we weren't finished with our morning business, that we would probably take an hour to get to 2 o'clock at the 1 o'clock hour, but that's fine with me to move those back to 1 o'clock.
We're not wanting to do a public hearing yet, are we?
No.
We're just wanting to
Just a round table discussion with us.
Right.
Yeah.
And the county clerk. Right. But, or, of course, that's always open to the public.
Anytime you post something, there's people are going to be interested and they're going to come, whether you have a round table or whatever. So
we can certainly open that up at another meeting following that for public input as well.
Yeah.
Well, definitely you want to have your public input, but sometimes it's hard to work with various opinions other than the commission and staff.
It would just give a great opportunity for us to say, well, you know, I think this, I think that, put it on paper. If the public comes and looks at it, this looks good, this doesn't.
Right.
But it's okay with me if we want to change these 2 public hearings to 1 o'clock that we've just been talking about, Dan. You call it.
I just always think it works better if everybody comes in right after lunch. And
is that all right with you, Donna?
So we're changing both the SID.
Let's do both the SID and the roundtable discussion to 1 o'clock.
All right.
I'll send a meeting request.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Let me make just for the record, on the 25th of April, am I looking at this right? Yes, I am. During an executive session, we received notification of the landslide that took place at the dam. With that, a great deal of apprehension and concern, and we recessed I am compiling minutes from that happening, if you will, because following the next couple of days, I and the other county commissioners, I am sure, had no sleep as we worked through the evening along with the sheriff and with emergency management in the cities, diligently going so far as to knock on doors. But there were different times when we had to call one another, and we knew that was going to happen, to see where we could send sandbags or where we could send road and bridge personnel or the sheriff's department, etc. And I have made note of all that happening. We also had updates that came from the Corps of Engineers. We never knew exactly when they were going to be. They might call us and say in an hour or in a half hour, unlike this morning where we were told we're going to have a second conference call today at 3. Reason I mention that is because you couldn't post for something. You didn't know when it was. It was an emergency situation. On the 25th, I alerted the county clerk's office that we were going into that mode. But I have documented that, and we'll be presenting that to the county clerk. I just wanted to make the public aware that if you saw any of us that happened to bump into one another while we were running around the county, it was because we were working an emergency situation, and we will fully document that. Is there anything else for agenda review, Nikki?
No.
Danny, do we have anything else that we have scheduled for this morning that I'm missing?
I'd like to set some time aside, and I know you're getting a full agenda for next Monday, right?
Yes.
But I would like to have an update from Road and Bridge. We've been in constant contact with them. They're actually going to be putting in, they've been working 4-10s, and they're going to put in, they're actually going to work tomorrow. Because of all the things that have been going on and doing ditch line, box culvert cleanouts and all these things that they've been doing, they're going to go ahead and work another day. The county commission considers it important if it, we get happen to get, at one time they were calling for another 2 inches of rain. But if we get any rain whatsoever, we need to be assertive in taking progressive action to get these things cleaned out, and that's what they're going to do. They're actually going to, the eastern side is going to work tomorrow. And I guess one of the girls in the office at Road and Bridge would be notified, but I thought next Monday we might get an update on where we were at. Harlan and Stottle have been great as far as keeping us in the loop. And, but
what kind of time frame do you have available on Monday? Because I think it would be appropriate, if we can work it out, to have an update from both or from all three agencies, and that would be Road and Bridge, Sheriff's Department, and Emergency Management, for the public's benefit and edification, kind of a update on the flood. Would that work, Dan?
That's fine, and there's been a lot of FEMA questions start coming in. We're transferring those to the proper people right now, and the update would be something that would be refreshing that could be put over the air. And
would you say approximately 15 minutes?
More like 30, I'd say.
Yeah, minimum of 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I took calls this morning from the media regarding FEMA, what the county commission is doing in regards to FEMA, how quickly FEMA could react to homeowners who are in desperate need, and I provided them with the information that we were on top of that, that I'd be talking with Chris this afternoon of emergency management, that we sent a photographer out yesterday who's trying to claim a number of pictures of what is happening from the perspective of the high floodwaters, which he's done a great job. I saw some of the pictures a little while ago with Donna when we were over at emergency management and Dan, but and it's horrific. But we are, in fact, moving forward. That would be a good time to let the public know exactly what we're doing.
Would you like it as early as possible in the morning?
I think that would be great. Mm-hmm. But we need to coordinate that again with Road and Bridge guys.
Right.
Because if we have another 2 or 3 inches of rain,
they may not be able to
Sunday
come in.
Night, they may not be able to do it.
So would you like Randy, Harlan, and Stottle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the sheriff and Chris Burnt, if possible. And then we'll just call on each one individually. And And I can tell you, come Monday, there'll be, from at least for me, unbelievable kudos going out to these people. They have just worked tirelessly.
At that time, and before we reach Monday, there's numbers that were given to emergency management, but before the helpless feeling that some people have with the loss of their property and things like that, we will probably have, and it's already been discussed, last in 2008, we had some available trash at the transfer station. Those dates will be set when they will be available. They can't get in there and tear the sheetrock and things off the walls of flooded homes with water up over it. So those dates will come later. People are calling and asking about those situations. So we'll have many available dates at that meeting that we have that will be answers to the questions. Do you want me to address that situation?
Well, if you want it on the agenda.
Yes, I would like to address and put it on the agenda. There was a newspaper article that was a little bit misleading about the city of Forsyth and our collection of some monies that were park monies that needed to be looked into, and it was a big article that seemed to make the front page of the paper that seemed to be more of an interest as a newspaper selling article other than the storm.
But anyway, you'd like to chat with that about that on Monday?
Right.
Let's put that on the agenda.
Okay.
For 5 minutes, all right, Commissioner?
That's fine.
Okay.
And I can't think of anything else that we need to discuss regarding the agenda at this moment. And we are not, or are we, scheduled? No, we have Southwest Board of County Commissioners Association tomorrow morning, correct?
Yes.
That's what it shows on my calendar.
Right.
And so we will adjourn today. And do you have something else for us for the agenda? Okay. I would accept a motion of adjournment then.
Right. I was just trying to think of anything that pertained to this storm deal, Ron, that we might think of that we need to place on the agenda. I don't know of anything right offhand. We have been in constant contact with the cities and everything.
Let's make the heading broad enough when we're going to have Road and Bridge, Sheriff, and Emergency Management in, that it's a storm review.
Storm update, or?
Updates, and we could address anything that has anything to do with it then, if that's all right.
That's fine.
I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. We will stand adjourned. Did you want me to sign this?
Yeah.